like plants.
Gladiolas
better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want
let
is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the air.
If it don't want to be down with me,
don't want to be from my apple tree.
And if it don't want to be down with me,
then you don't want to be from my apple tree.
And if it don't want to be down with me, then you don't want to
be from my apple tree.
And if it don't want to be down with me,
you just don't want me down.
Michelle Marquis broadcasting live with Gwen Kilcher here at the 47th annual Gravenstein Apple Fair. And I do have to know that you did not recognize that song there at the beginning. That was Apple Tree by Erykah Badu. Both Mike and I decided that after 15 years of the same Apple songs, we should maybe refresh our catalog a little
bit.
So we added a couple new Apple songs into the repertoire. But we're super excited because the apple fritters have showed up. Grandma's homemade apple fritters are here. The best food on the planet.
They smell so good.
They smell so good. And these are unlike any other apple fritters that you will ever find anywhere. So you have to come to the Gravenstein Apple Fair to get them. And Madison is here again. Madison, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Have you been busy making these fritters? Did you make these yourself for us?
No.
Aww.
Oh, Grandpa.
Who was making the apple fritters then? Grandma, maybe?
No.
No? Pop? Is Pop making
no.
them?
No.
No, Pop just carried them here?
Nope. Madison's in charge of ticket sales.
Oh, ticket sales. Okay. All right. So you're kind of like the gatekeeper. If people want to get these fritters, they have to come and see Madison first and buy their tickets. How much does it cost to get apple fritters?
$7.
$7.
Oh, and look at all these apple fritters you
That's
get.
So generous. It's a huge pile. Amount of apple fritters.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to make these?
Do you have
yes.
the recipe? Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
She's
good.
Sworn to secrecy.
Sworn to secrecy. Oh. Excellent. Oh, my goodness. So how many apples do you guys go through each year to make all of these apple fritters? Pop, you want to talk on the microphone there with us?
Yes. Lee Walker's family is very, very generous, and they donate to our cause.
Excellent.
And we get about 15 boxes of apples.
Wow.
And at the end of this fair, there may be none left. And many times we've gone over to their booth and said, can we liberate some more apple boxes?
Oh, my gosh. And these are like 40-pound boxes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, okay, so if we're doing that,
15.
That's 600 pounds of apples, is that right?
Yes.
Am I doing it right?
Yes.
Whoa! 600 pounds of apples. And they get consumed with relish here at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. Do you like these? You like
yeah.
them? Yeah. Do you eat them outside of the Gravenstein Apple Fair, or is this the only chance that you have to eat them?
Only chance.
Oh.
It's a one-shot deal.
It makes it that more special, isn't it, though? Yeah,
we've actually had people come to our booth from San Luis Obispo in Southern California, L.A. area. They come up here to the Apple Fair, and the first place they go is to our booth. They go, that's yeah. one of the reasons we come.
Oh,
it makes sense.
So,
yeah.
How nice.
It's,
yeah, generally I do two visits. I do one when I get to the fair, and then one when I'm leaving.
And we appreciate you letting us come over here and chat with you and
yes.
tell you what, well, like Grandma's apple fritters.
All right.
That's how we earn money for our philanthropic events. We helped local high schools, El Molino and Annalay.
Okay.
And then we also helped some of our youth organizations, Rainbow Girls, De Molay, Job's Daughters.
Wow.
So we put that money towards them.
That's excellent.
For their projects.
Apple's doing good, making you feel good when you eat them, and then doing good in our community, too. That's pretty nice. So do you have ambitions to one day be one of the grandmas who makes the apple fritters? No, you just want to sell them, right, and eat them.
No, she was drafted.
How old are you now, Madison?
I'm 9.
9? Wow.
And you've been on the broadcast with Steve and Gwen for 2 years prior?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. child prodigy. I love it.
Yeah, her mom and her aunt are the ones making up the apple fritter dough.
Nice.
And then we've got some other brothers from the lodge that are doing the frying.
Okay.
And the grandma's over at the window handing them out.
Handing them out, putting that last little bit of sugar and cinnamon on top of them.
Oof. Yes.
So there's a lot of work that goes into making apple fritters, huh, Madison?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just thankful that it's cooler today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm so glad that the weather gave us a little respite, so good.
Yes. Yesterday, setting up our booth, it was rather warm, and now we have three fryers running inside the booth, it's always about 30 degrees warmer inside than it is outside, so.
Yeah.
Madison, are you going to be here tomorrow, too?
No.
No, just today?
All right, okay. Well, if you want some of these world-famous Grandma's Homemade Apple Fritters, and you want to meet Madison, you have to come today.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming here.
Thanks for coming, Madison.
And thank you for bringing us some delicious apple fritters.
Yeah,
we're going to try these right now.
All
right. I think we're going to take a really mini little break here and then come right back. And we're super excited to have Sue Walker here, of course, the Walker Apples. And we'll talk about their family's history and involvement with apples in Sonoma County, as well as involvement with the Gravenstein Apple Fair, which the doors have opened. So it's time to come to the Gravenstein Apple Fair. We're at Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. It's a beautiful drive to get here, and there's plenty of parking. We want you to come and enjoy all the great activities at the Apple Fair. Stop by and get some of these Grandma's Apple Fritters. They're so good. We'll be right back.
And we'll get to your call, Judy.
We will get to your call, Judy. And if you have any other calls, now's the time to get on the line. 636-1350, 636-1350. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. Thank you for making Creams Towing the number one rated heavy-duty towing company in Sonoma County. Creams Heavy Duty Towing has the largest fleet of medium and heavy-duty rigs in Sonoma County, and have been around since the 70s. So they're doing something right. Creams Heavy Duty Towing is on the road 24/7. Got a big rig stuck or need a four-wheel drive tow truck? Creams has the knowledge and experience to tow any and all large trucks. Their goal is to get you back on the road and home safe in the shortest amount of time. Need an RV towed? You guessed it. Creams Heavy Duty Towing can do that too. Their Class A drivers are fully insured and certified in heavy duty towing. Don't scream. Call Creams, 707-588-1250. Creams Heavy Duty Towing, 588-1250.
Hi, it's Dano here. If you haven't played Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game, you're missing out. Solve thousands of fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Employers, as you know, finding qualified employees these days can be difficult. Yet it may surprise you that hundreds of job seekers are anxious to hear about your company. Over 50 employers joined the North Bay Job Fair in May and experienced remarkable results. We're currently seeking businesses to join the next North Bay Job Fair on September 18th at the Grayton Casino and Resort. For the enticing details, visit northbayjobfair.com and search under events. It's our job to help you find the perfect candidate.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Don't you shake my tree. If you don't like my apples, don't you shake my tree. Now I know a little gal who looks like a mop, skinny in the middle and fuzzy on top. If you don't like my apples, don't you shake my tree.
And Welcome back to the Gravenstein Apple Fair live broadcast with KSRO. We are here supporting Sonoma County Farm Trails and their 47th annual Gravenstein Apple Fair. This park is beautiful with all these oak trees here, these giant ancient oak trees shading everything. And now, of course, there's a scattering of cinnamon and sugar all over the KSRO booth as we have been devouring some of Grandma's famous apple fritters. They're so good.
And all over you, Michelle.
I know. It's all over me and down my face and all of our clothes.
Okay. How do we look?
Not respectable, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're having so much fun. Sue Walker is here from the Walker Apple family. Thank you so much for being here, Sue.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Walker family. You guys have been farming apples since the 1850s here?
Around the turn of the century. Yeah. The ranch that we have now, it was my great-grandfather up, and that's what our road is named after.
Up Road, yeah.
And we have about 60, 70 of his trees still.
Mm. Wow.
And they're still producing, and they produce beautiful apples.
Yeah.
And so we've just been doing apples since then. My dad's been doing them since then, and we still are doing them, and we hope to continue, but it's a very difficult time.
Are these Gravenstein apples? Or
we grow quite a few apples. We have 27 different varieties from Gravensteins. They're always our first apple in August, and then in September all the way to November, we have apples.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're located?
Right off of Grayton Road. We're a mile west of Grayton, in between Grayton and Occidental, and we have a huge sign that you can't miss.
Yes.
And we are on a private road, and you just follow that road all the way. We have signs all the way up to our shed, and you can purchase apples there. You can even taste test them to make sure you get the right one that you want.
Yeah. So try before you buy. It's right on your little flyer.
Yeah.
So you're selling your apples here?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We're selling our Gravensteins.
Yeah. Okay. You can also, of course, find the Walker apples at farmers markets today.
Farmers markets. Yes. We are also sell them at Furcrest, mm-hmm. Andy's Produce, and I believe Emwally's as well.
Oh, great. Okay.
So we try to keep it local.
Yeah.
You know, so all these, everybody knows what a local apple looks like and tastes like and everything. So, you know, like Steve says, buy local.
Yeah.
You know, if your store doesn't carry something local, ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way it will help us get our product out there.
And plus, we know what's on their apples. All these apples that come into the grocery stores and these supermarkets, and they have this wax all over them, mm-hmm. and this and that. Mm-hmm. You can bounce them on the ground a few times, and they don't even do anything. And you wonder, are they real? Or what? So, you know what you're eating when you buy Walker and Dutton apples.
Yes. Yeah. And visiting an apple orchard is kind of magical, I think. There's something about it that's just lovely.
It is. I mean, a lot of people want to go through the orchard, but we've put a kibosh on that because orchards are just so dangerous. You know, you don't know when a limb is going to break and fall. Gophers galore. They love to dig holes. You can step on which looks like solid ground, and you're stepping in a gopher hole.
Yeah.
Or several of them because they have all their little trails all over.
But. Yeah. Well, just the other day I was picking apples off my apple tree and I bent down to pick one up and boom, one happens to hit me right in the back of the head. Like of all places around that, underneath that tree.
And they're not soft.
No. It was a big apple too. Bang, right in the back of my head.
Just like Newton. I love it.
Yeah. Jeez. So are you having to replant apple trees every year or how...
We try. Everything that falls or we, you know, get it taken out and then we replace it with another Gravenstein. Gravenstein trees are even hard to get, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So sometimes we lease several orchards, so we usually put in what the owner wants, and usually they want another Gravenstein. So we'll replace it with another Gravenstein tree.
Hmm. Since the slow food has sort of marked the Gravenstein as one of their, you know, sort of endangered tastes, and it's in the arc of taste with slow food, has there been a lot more support and a lot more demand for the Gravenstein?
Yes. There's can't say enough about slow food. All their hard work is really paying off, and I don't know where we'd be without them. We are getting calls from, I get calls on a daily basis during Gravenstein time all across the U.S.
Really?
Wow. All across the U.S. Can you send me a box of apples? I'm in New York. I'm in Florida. I even just sent a box to Hawaii.
Wow.
And now next week I'm sending a box to Alaska.
Oh my God.
But, you know, these are, a lot of these people are transplants.
Mm-hmm.
That used to grew up in Sebastopol, but live in another state. And a lot of other people are just, they hear about the Gravenstein and they read about the Gravenstein and they go, well, what can you do with it? And I go, what can't you do with it? You can do everything with a Gravenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Apple.
I'm making a big pot of applesauce today,
with my
apples.
I also heard that a lot of the people who are making cider, hard cider, are turning towards the Gravenstein.
Yes,
it's a great
We saw a lot of hard cider places.
I love that.
So it's just really nice. It's really nice. So now we have a lot of people who like to experiment. You know, I'm going to try to make some hard apple cider. You got any Gravenstein? Sure. Yeah, we got some.
But you need sour apples for the hard cider, don't you, compared to the sweet?
You know, I know nothing about cider, you know, and, it, you know, actually, we have people who come during our late apples and get sweet apples, sour apples. They get all sorts of varieties. They like to usually mix them all up and stuff and see what kind of flavor they get.
Right. Okay.
We will learn a bit more about cider later in the broadcast. We have someone who makes cider, so we'll ask those questions.
There you go. Yeah, that's the person to ask.
Yeah. Walker Apples is definitely a family operation.
It is.
Does everybody in the family at one point help out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got two grandkids, and they've been helping since they were little.
Yeah.
So they could walk, and so we put them to work, whether it's stamping a box, or now one of them is old enough to make a box, and he's also doing some other stuff, and he's awesome, and the other one is helping out. I mean, we got kids. Everybody's helping out.
So great.
And it is a family operation. It is a family operation.
Yeah, that's great. Well, the way to support a family operation is to go out and buy their apples. Go out to the ranch. Ask your local store to carry their apples if you don't see them there. Buy products that have your apples in them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Anything that's made in Sebastopol, any... You know, like North Coast. Like Steve said, North Coast.
Mm-hmm. Do you supply apples for them as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. We've talked about that a little bit earlier in the show, if you missed that with Steve Dutton, that North Coast is the label to look for when you're looking for applesauce, apple cider, all different kinds of apple products, apple butters, those kinds of things. Look for the North Coast or Manzana label, and that is the local canning operation here.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Judy. Judy has been waiting on the line in Windsor, and Judy has a question about, it looks like, hydrangea. I'm hoping that I'm reading Mike DeWald's handwriting correctly.
Correct.
Judy, how can we help you?
You're reading just fine.
Thanks for waiting, Judy.
My hydrangeas look so beautiful in the spring. They're bright pinks and bright white. And now the color is faded. Should I cut them off? Will they rebloom? Or do I just live with those faded colors?
You could cut those old fading blossoms off, and the stems that haven't flowered could go ahead and make another flower. It depends on the variety, because there are some that are repeat bloomers, there are some that are long bloomers, and then there are those that bloom one time, and then you can cut everything off, and they don't do anything until the next year. So unless you know what variety that is, you won't know what it's going to do. But if you don't like looking at those fading flowers, then go ahead and cut them off, and you'll be pleasantly surprised if other stems make a few more flowers. They won't be as big. They'll be smaller, but that's better than nothing, or you might get nothing. Okay?
Well, I probably would live with the lighter-colored flowers for a while then, rather than risk not having anything, just some green to look at. So
yeah.
Okay.
Well, and, you know, they're pretty when they start to fade out, too. You know, they just kind of turn into like a dried flower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's, you don't want to save those in your dried flower arrangements, but, you know. So it's a...
All right. Thanks, Judy. Okay. Sorry, the connection there is not the greatest there.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. How often are you open during apple season?
During apple season, we're open every day, 9 to 5.
Okay.
It's great. A 7-day a week thing. So we're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5.
Should people call ahead if they're looking for particular apples or just come on out?
No. Okay. Just come on. Well, yeah, actually, it's a good idea if you're interested in a certain variety. Mm-hmm. It's always the good to call to see if we have them. If we don't have them, will we have them? When will they be ripe? When's a good time to come and get them?
Right.
Because sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late.
What's your second best apple variety that people buy?
Yeah.
Besides the Gravenstein's, I guess we're first. Then the next most popular one is
Pink Ladies.
Pink Lady, yeah.
Pink Ladies. Yeah. There are people who are always asking about Pink Ladies.
Yeah. I have to agree. That's a good
apple. Yeah, it's a good apple. It's a good apple. Another good all-around apple.
I have a flyer here that so generously Steve Garner loaned to me. He keeps everything that he ever gets in his entire life. This is a Walker Apples Try Before You Buy flyer. And it says in July and August that the Gravenstein and the McIntosh are generally the ones that are ripe. And what about the ones in September? Are any of these here ready? Are we seeing any of these varieties?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Usually the first one out is the Golden Delicious in September.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe your Jonathan. And then in mid-September is your Northern Spy.
Mm.
And then some of these other ones will come out too.
Excellent.
In September.
Well, it's a beautiful spot. I actually was just on a scooter ride with my Vespa group. We all got together and went on a scooter ride out on Grayton Road.
Yeah.
And it's like you turn a corner and you just see this beautiful, absolutely romantic corner here.
Yeah.
With Dutton Ranch and the Walker Apples very close to each other right there. You can stop by and see both great apple families and pick up boxes of apples and make all kinds of great apple stuff.
You should have your group go out there in the spring when all those trees are
totally
blooming.
Should. That'll be so beautiful.
It's beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous this year.
Mm. Yeah.
They looked like all the trees looked like a bunch of little cotton balls because they were so full of blossoms.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
I love it. All right. So make a note of it. Walker Apples, located at 10955 Up Road in Grayton. Again, that's 10955 Up Road in Grayton. They're open 7 days a week, August through December.
Yeah.
And that's UPP.
UPP.
If anybody wants to look it up, UPP.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking with us.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll come and see you. We got a beautiful display. Did you put together all of your apples in sort of a fun design this year?
No. Yeah. My daughter-in-law did it this year. She came up with...
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
That's a great question. I get that all the time. I'm so glad you asked. Dr. Walter Tom loves questions.
Yes, varicose veins can be painful. I have them and so does my mom, so I get it. The cool thing is that treatments are no longer painful.
In fact, Dr. Tom thinks you should ask as many questions as you like before any procedure.
I understand your concerns. That's why I do all my surgeries under local anesthesia. It's the safest way to have a procedure.
Dr. Tom is never in a rush and thinks every question is a good question.
You're really not asleep for the surgery. Local means that I can communicate during the procedure and we can make sure that you get what you really want. You're going to have less pain and a quicker recovery.
Dr. Walter Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in the North Bay. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation. Call Dr. Walter Tom at 542-8346 or go online to drwaltertom.com. Your questions matter to Dr. Tom.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine ripe tomatoes.
Hi, this is KSRO.
Master Gardeners at the Saturday Market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. 811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any digging, PG&E will mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them. Call 811 before you dig. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Much cooler temperatures for the weekend. Today, sunny at 83, 66 along the coast. A few clouds tonight, low 55 inland and on the shores. Partly cloudy for Sunday at 79, 65 in Bodega Bay. Mostly sunny for Monday at 81, 65 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
Available at Hudson Street Design in Healdsburg. Start now at HudsonStreetDesign.com. The North Bay's leading cabinet, window, and door showroom. Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg lumber company.
Graton Resort and Casino is now hiring.
Every day I get to go into my job and see my second family.
Visit GraytonResortCasino.com for all of our available positions.
Sonoma County Farm Trails presents the 46th annual Gravenstein Apple Fair August 17th and 18th at Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. Local food including everything Gravenstein, craft cider, wine, and microbrews. Learn from the experts at the do-it-yourself arena and life on the farm stage. Fun apple-themed contests and ag games featuring piglet racing and chicken poop bingo. Visit the Artisan Tasting Lounge for over 20 sips and bites. Extra ticket required. Major sponsors include North Coast Organic, American Ag Credit, and Exchange Bank.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible.
whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand, for taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Sonoma County Farm Trails presents the 46th Annual Grab and Scene Apple Fair August 17th and 18th at Rail Ranch Park in Sebastopol. Local food including everything Gravenstein, craft cider, wine, and microbrews. Learn from the experts at the do-it-yourself arena and life on the farm stage. Fun apple-themed contests and ag games featuring piglet racing and chicken poop bingo. Visit the Artisan Tasting Lounge for over 20 sips and bites, extra ticket required. Major sponsors include North Coast Organic, American Ag Credit, and Exchange Bank. Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
You will be mine.
And welcome back to our broadcast from the Gravenstein Apple Fair. 47 years going strong at Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. The doors are open. The fair is going on until, I believe, 6 o'clock this evening. There's live music on multiple stages. There are some farm animals, some cows and sheep and a donkey and goats and chickens and all kinds of things.
Little baby piglets.
Baby piglets are here.
They're so cute.
There is an entire do-it-yourself stage. So if you ever wondered about canning, if you've wondered about fermenting, all these different kinds of things you could learn at the do-it-yourself stage. There is a kids area with lots of activities and great things like flower crowns. You could do wool felting. The Charles M. Schultz Museum is here. They've got some hands-on activities for kids. There's a demonstration beehive with the Sonoma County beekeepers, which is always great to see. I absolutely love the old engine and tractor display as you go by, and it's like popping and cracking and so great. It sounds almost exactly like that. That was true. That was actually not me
very
making
authentic.
That sound. Thank you. There is a tractor pedal pull with young farmers and ranchers. They have giant bubbles and stilt walkers. There's the hay maze. So really, kids should definitely be coming with you. And if you love arts and crafts, like the level of beautiful art and crafts that are available here at the Gravenstein Apple Fair has increased in quality year after year. You're really going to find some beautiful stuff. And special thanks to our craftspeople who are right next to us who understand when we're broadcasting they have to sort of be a little bit more quiet.
They're having so much fun next to us.
They do. They're great. She has a great laugh. I love it. But if you're coming into the fair and see the KSRO booth, be sure to go right around the corner and check out the great artwork from our little neighbor here. And then what else is going on? There's a billion things that are going on.
Chicken poop bingo.
Okay, apparently that's a thing.
Sounds like that's where Kathy's going.
Kathy wants to go and check out the chicken poop bingo.
That's a new one. Wow. You know, it's fun to watch the people doing the apple pie eating contest.
And they can't use their hands, so you're sticking your face into a pie, which is always very fun. So that's happening. Of course, there's the Artisan Tasting Lounge. So this is your opportunity to try select wines, hard ciders, local spirits, actually. You can even do that as well. There's all
all different kinds of activities for American Ag Credit. They're sponsoring their games. They've got piglet races, a grape tossed contest, chicken poop bingo, there it is, watermelon seed spitting contest. I think DeWalt would be great at that. A wheelbarrow relay. Is that where one person is like... on their hands and the other person's holding their feet? We should do that, Gwen.
Okay, Michelle. Let's go.
There's seed guessing. Ooh, you would kill
at
that.
Yeah, I do well at that one.
You'd be so good at that. Hay bale tossing contest, or squash bowling, a potato sack race, which is always great, post-pounding competition, an ugly produce beauty pageant. Oh, Kathy has to host that one. She'll sing along to the ugly produce. Oh my gosh.
But it's the most fascinating thing to watch would be that hay bale toss.
Oh yeah, because they're heavy.
Yeah, they can be heavy.
So you have to be careful not to have a hernia, and to like get the right stance, get up underneath that hay bale and give it a big push and see how far you can get it to go. That's pretty fun. So all different kinds of fun. And these are down home. These are fun things. You know what? Put your phones down. Put your phones down and come out to the Grabenstein Apple Fair.
Put your video games away.
You know, just enjoy how beautiful the weather is today. The community is together. Kids are playing. Families are here. Grandparents are here. Everybody is just enjoying how great Sonoma County is.
And if you hadn't noticed, I have, because we're right here at the entryway into the fair. Since 10 o'clock when it opened, it's been nonstop people walking into this place. So come on down.
Come down. And you can buy your tickets right here at the gate. You don't have to have purchased them in advance or anything. They've got tickets. And it's not overcrowded or anything like that. There's plenty of room to walk around and enjoy the fair and have a really great time. Get here before, you know, it gets too hot. But the weather should be pretty great today and tomorrow.
Well, the longer you wait, the further away you're going to be parking.
Exactly.
They do have shuttles available.
Oh, okay. Yep, so there's that.
In case you get stuck out in the back 40, they'll bring you right to the door here.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
So much fun stuff. And I know that our buddy Clark is hosting some of the stages as well. I think the Life on the Farm stage, I think he's helping out with that. Yep. So lots of great interviews you're going to hear with Clark. He's so great at that, introducing you to all the different producers and getting some great education here as well. So definitely the Artisan Tasting Lounge is pretty great. The tickets, you can go, once you're in, it's in addition to the admission for the fair. But for $20, you have a chance to taste all these different kinds of wines, hard ciders, local spirits, and these are paired together with local artisan cheeses. They have some small plates as well as some confections. So that's a really fun opportunity too.
Hey, and tell us, what are you going to be doing and who are you going to be talking to at the Good Food Hour?
Oh, the Good Food Hour. This is going to be fun. So we're going to start things off with some wine and cider. So that should be very fun. We're going to talk with Derek Trowbridge. I think that's how I pronounce his name. He makes natural wines and ciders, so we'll learn what that process is all about.
So when you say ciders, hard cider or not apple cider?
No, it'll be alcoholic ciders.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. We're going to talk with John Stewart from Black Piglet.
Oh.
So Dusky Estes and John have this wonderful truck, the Black Piglet, and they have lots of apple dishes that they're preparing specifically to be here at the Grabenstein Apple Fair today. So we'll talk about those and also where they're going out and about with their truck, because they have such good food and it's always fun to see them at different events. But this, I believe, is their first year at the Grabenstein Apple Fair, so that'll be fun. And then in the second half of Good Food Hour, we're going to be talking with last year's apple pie winner. The apple pie contest is serious business, and we've been seeing people very gently carry their pies in through the door.
It's like they have bodyguards around them, too.
I know, and they have this look on their face that's an intense and serious, and where do I take my pie? So I was worried that I was going to have to be part of the pie judging panel and taste 40 pies, but I did get out of that. So it's going to be John Ash and Shelley Kaldunsky, who will be doing the pie tasting, as well as last year's winner, Rose, is going to be on the panel, too.
Because Steve Garner usually does that, but since he's not here...
I know, and so I was worried that I might have to do it. So John has stepped up, and Chef John Ash will be doing the judging, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you have a busy hour ahead.
I do. It's so busy. So if you have any questions, we still have 15 minutes left of Garden Talk. If you want to give us a call, it's 636-1350, 636-1350. If there's apple questions, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. We would love to answer those. Or really any gardening questions. I have some new house plants that we could talk about if no one calls in. Hey. But I'm so bad at taking care of them.
No, it sounds like you've been successful.
I'm doing all right. I'm
for
doing all right.
40 days.
Right now. It's a new record.
So, yeah, really. And I would, you know, if we have time, I could talk about my experiments with vinegar and weeds.
Oh, okay. Maybe yeah. We'll talk about that next. But if you have any questions, give us a call at 636-1350, 636-1350. We'll take a quick break live from the Gravenstein Apple Fair at Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. Doors are open now. It is KSRO.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team once again has won first place at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. That makes it 15 years in a row. We have a bunch of beautiful award-winning azaleas left from the Sonoma County Fair, and we're offering them to the public. $15 each or two for $25 for a limited time while supplies last. The produce stand is open. We have heirloom tomatoes, including Cherokee Purple, Green Zebra, San Marzano, and Violet Jasper Cherries.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Whoa, easy there, big fella. Wanted to tell you about Brick Station Post at 4241 Montgomery Drive in Santa Rosa. It's a shipping and gift store that leans a little to the Sonoma cowboy lifestyle. Or cowgirl, as the case may be. BrickStationPost.com for info. They're right by the donut shop on Montgomery Drive. Shipping done your way in this little slice of heaven. Brick Station Post, 4241 Montgomery in Santa Rosa.
Join me, Chef John Ash, on a culinary cruise with Oceana Cruises in October 2020. This 9-day Adriatic Awakening cruise starts in Greece and ends with an overnight in beautiful Venice. While at sea, I'll join you at a welcome cocktail party, dinner, and teach you some hands-on cooking classes.
Don't miss your chance to cruise with Chef John Ash from Greece to Venice. This cruise is selling out. Rates go up after August 31st. Go to KSRO.com and click Cruise Info.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit is a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
This is nice.
I was hoping you'd like it. It's my special recipe.
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. Oh. If we can please have an awkward silence the next 10 seconds.
Whoa, what's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What?
If everyone could start mumbling and shaking their heads. Nice, ma'am, I like that with the pointing. He's shaking like a leaf. Good job.
Hey, buddy, please. I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Month, promise.
Mm-hmm. He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Don't worry.
dumb. It happens to everybody. This has no effect on our date whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, really. There just won't be another one. See ya.
And she's off.
Wait, come back. I have other cards. I have other restaurants.
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss. Disneyland and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme.
And welcome back to the Gravenstein Apple Fair broadcast with KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis with Gwen Kilcher, and we're super excited today. We have a little bit of apple royalty here with us. Mom's apple pie, Betty, is here. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Fine, thank you very
so
much.
Great to see you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about Mom's Apple Pie. You've been there on Highway 116. How long has the shop been open?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my oldest son is 60. So, and he was born there.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have been there for some time. My goodness. Time goes by so fast.
It does, in the blink of an eye, it's been 60 years.
60 years. And now he was born and raised and went to high school there and then University of Virginia all the way because my husband was from Virginia.
Okay, all right.
So, back there, well, and so we had some relatives had come and visited us, so forth. So I encouraged him to go away to school.
It's always nice to go away from home, and then you appreciate it more when you come back, right?
I think that was a good thing that he did.
Wonderful.
Why did you start making apple pies? What prompted you?
How? Why? Well, actually, we had a chicken ranch on the Fry Road, and that was my husband's idea that he wanted to have chickens, and the Petaluma was the
egg capital. Yeah, all right.
But there was no house to be had there. The old chicken houses. So he wanted to go up north.
Okay, yeah.
So when I came to Sebastopol Road, I begged him, this is as far as I like to go to north. I could never make a day trip to San Francisco.
Right, yeah.
So he gave in.
And that spot was it.
Yes, and traveled, I don't know why we stopped at Fry Road. Then there was a house for sale.
Yeah, it's an adorable little spot. It's so great. I love driving out to go to that spot.
Fry Brothers owned the place. And we bought it from them.
That's great. That's great.
And guess he wanted to have a chicken ranch. So we put the chickens and the neighbors that raised
them. Oh, yeah, they probably weren't so happy.
it smells.
Yeah. Right.
But that was an experience for me. My goodness.
Yeah.
But I did whatever he wanted. I do, and helped you, and
And then eventually the pies came in. Nice. When did the pies start?
Nah.
What did you tell them about where you learned how to make pie in college?
Yes, I came to college because to the United States. because my dad refused me to send me to a medical school. And my father was a physician himself, but my grandparents, both sides, were medical doctors. And my only aunt, she was the medical doctor. So why not?
Yeah, it seems logical that you would do it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I was so disappointed. And I remember I shut myself in the closet, and we have a zabuton, that's a cushion we use on the floor, and we stacked them in the closet, and I sat on top of that zabuton. I remember crying, nothing else I could do. And there, in those days, father says, that means...
That's it, last word.
That's it.
Yeah, right, yeah. But then the ability to make the pies that came in college?
Do you remember Mrs. Irwin? Why don't you tell them about Mrs. Irwin?
Oh, right. So, I came, but he let me come to school.
Mm-hmm.
And... in Naperville, Illinois. The reason was when I was attending the college in Tokyo, I attended a Bible class, and Miss Kramer was the Bible teacher, and she told us, any one of you want to go to school in college, or the school in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother was the dean of a college in Naperville, Illinois, North Central College. So I remembered. And, all right, my dad said I couldn't. He said, okay. So I got on a passenger cargo ship from Yokohama.
Wow.
So those days, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, how long did it take for you to make the trip?
2 weeks.
2 weeks on a cargo ship. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's a cargo, but it's not a heavy cargo.
Sure, yeah.
And they took 12 passengers, and I was one of them. And they are well-traveled people, like missionaries or so.
All right, we got to get to the pies, though. Where did the pies come in?
So what was your major in college? What was your major? So,
and to please my father, American home economics.
Home ec. I love it. So that's how it all started.
Wow.
That is so great. And now people can visit Mom's Apple Pies and taste Betty's great cooking and try these pies, of course, here at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. You can buy the pies. How much are the pies today?
$26.75.
Come by and get a little piece of Sonoma County's history. It's fantastic. Thank you so much, Betty, for coming to see us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to us live from the Gravenstein Apple Fair on KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K23 3CM Petaluma, K27 HCD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
I'm Yuni Han. New York City police taking custody of a person of interest, Larry Griffin of West Virginia, after a scare at New York City subways caused evacuations and a tough commute Friday. ABC's Diana Rocco has details.